Okay, I'll see you when I get back,
huh? All right, how's your dad doing?
I don't know, I haven't seen him yet.
No, but I mean, did he sound all right, or?
He sounded okay, you know, but I mean, shit, they don't put you 911 in an ambulance.
No, I know, honey.
Unless there's something serious.
Sweetheart, I know, it's the heat, everything that
Well, not just that, but he's been sick for a fucking week, and nobody knows it.
He has? What's wrong with him?
He's been throwing up like he's had the flu or whatever, or God knows what.
Well, he's so stubborn.
Well, it's not just about him being stubborn. It's just a matter of nobody there to make goddamn sure of something.
I know.
Take care of himself.
Well, I know, but he should be on the phone talking to people or something.
Well, right. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I mean, most people wouldn't do that, Deb.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't do that. Anyway, like I said, I'll give you a buzz down on my way home.
Okay. Well, tell him I said hi. And
I will.
I love you.
Bye.
And Doug?
Yeah.
I love you.
Hey, Deb, I love you too.
And
you
I'm sorry.
This stuff with Jennifer really upsets me.
I know it does.
And I don't need your attitude.
Well,
I mean, this is bullshit. I mean, I don't know what skin it off is off your nose. No one, you know, no one's asking you to do anything.
No, I think it bothers me because I know it hurts you.
Yeah, well, Deb, no, it bothers you for God knows what reason.
And it bothers me because
I'm not hurt about it. I'm worried about Jennifer. I'm worried about her starting her fucking life this way.
Well, I know, but she made that decision.
Well, Deborah, I know that.
Is she going to marry the guy?
Deborah? No, they've decided that they don't know if they're, you know, they want to get married, but not right now. And I tell you, I don't ask me why, but at least he ain't just dumping her. I mean, she's on fucking Medicare.
She's on Medicare?
Well, sure.
Told
you. Welfare, basically.
Did he say that?
He just got laid off from his job.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why did she get pregnant?
Deborah, I asked her the same question. She said they weren't planning it right now. Now, you tell me what that means. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Now, you know, first thing she tells me is that the doctor told her she's got to be bedridden because the baby's trying to come early.
Well, she's young, and that's typical.
I'm just telling you. So
okay.
You think I'm going to start ragging on her?
No, I know.
Making things miserable?
I understand.
I mean,
I can't rag on her. I mean, it doesn't do any good.
She already knows that what she's done is a mistake.
Yeah.
And me telling her that ain't going to make it any better. All I can try to be is supportive for her.
Yeah, I know.
Because why should I be an asshole? It's still my daughter.
I agree. But all I'm telling you is don't worry about it. Connie will totally support her. Make sure she's not hurting, you know.
Deborah,
they got enough money.
That is the least of my concerns.
Well, I'm just telling you,
my only concern is the emotional thing. It is not the monetary thing.
Yeah. Well, she'll do fine.
Right. Well,
you know.
Like I say, you seem all put out about it. I mean, fuck. I mean, what's it got to do with you? I'm not so sure. Oh, all she could do is make me a grandmother. Fuck, she ain't making you a grandmother.
No, she's not. And I will not accept that responsibility.
Well, Deborah, listen, you do what you want to do. But when you're down and out and you're having problems, you're going to want people to support you. That's all I can say. And
well,
I'm there for you, so you knock off, lose the attitude, find some way to live with it. I'm not real happy about it.
Well, I predicted that. I told you last year this is exactly how it was going to turn out.
I don't need I told you so.
Well?
I don't need that.
You know?
What good does that make?
I know.
I mean, I could have. I'm surprised it didn't happen when she was 16.
And I'm sorry.
I'm glad she graduated from high school.
I'm sorry your husband's lost her job, but you know, all these things are lessons she's got to learn. Did anybody help you? No.
Deborah?
Did anybody help me? No.
Deborah,
what?
It's not about that.
You know.
But I don't want to be the kind of parent that I have. That kind of parent. I don't want to be the kind of uncaring, you know, go out on your fucking own. I don't want to be that way. I at least want to be there and tell her that I support her emotionally, if nothing else.
Yeah.
And if you can't accept that, hey, I'm sorry. But, you know, bottom line is, I'm going to do what I can to help her along through this bullshit with the fucking stupid mistake she made. I mean, it's fucking stupid. Like I say, I'm absolutely shocked that she waited until she's 18 to get knocked up when she was 14. I don't know what to tell you. Who knows? I mean, shit, she takes after my brother Don.
Yeah, she
Who
does.
Who knows? I'm serious. She does.
Yeah, she does. She really
does.
She does
not have the fucking level the head that I do.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was her age, I was twice to 10 times more mature than she.
Oh, I know. And the fact that she's going to have a baby, I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
Anyway, I'm going to go and see my dad.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I'm really sorry. You know, sometimes you just need to tell me, look, hey, you know, just fucking do it.
Honey,
okay.
If I say something more than once, that means there's something up, you know,
okay.
Like it's important.
Okay.
You know.
All right. I hear you. I'll do it. I'll put a note on my wallet tomorrow. I will call my mother. I will call her first thing in the morning. I will not fail to do that. I'll 8 a.m. Well, no, she'll still be in bed. 9 a.m.
Okay.
After my first app, I will call her.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
So can I ask you something about if we manage to get to the city? Because see, without that reassurance from you, I feel like I can't even plan anything. I feel like I can't really look forward to it because I'm too scared.
Right.
I'm scared of all the fucking consequences I keep paying.
You can't relax about it.
You know, I had you for dinner, but look what it led to for the, you know, you have no idea how bad it got the next day.
Right.
You know?
I understand. No, I know, Debbie, I lived it. I lived it for 8 years, 9 years almost.
Okay.
I lived your life.
Well, I gotta get home real soon or I'll be caught. That's another thing. I've gotta start telling you. If I say I gotta go, I gotta go.
Okay.
It's like I just have to go.
Okay.
I can't. I always feel so torn between saying I have to go and you have something else you have to say, and it's like, I have to go, you know?
All right.
But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you really going to go to Good Vibrations?
Yeah.
What are you going to get there?
A strap-on.
Are you really going to do that?
Yeah.
Are you really going to do that?
Yeah?
Do you know the first thing about that?
I don't know jack shit!
So you're gonna learn.
But I suppose they have helpful salespeople there.
Are you really gonna try that with me?
Yeah!
And if it's scary or whatever, you're just gonna help me through that?
It's gonna be scary for me too! Yeah!
But you're willing to do that?
Yeah!
God, I love you. God, I love you.
I'm so glad you do.
Oh, I gave you the bottle of Kama Sutra.
Yes.
You know, that stuff in the vitamin E bottle you can pour back into the glass bottle.
Okay.
Did you ever get the cork out of that other little jug?
I haven't been home since.
Oh, that's
funny. I'm stuck here.
You know what? I can't go to that house.
No, it's too cat-like.
I have...
This time you don't. That means you probably had a grand mal seizure. You wind up on the floor. That means you probably had a grand mal seizure. And
I think it's the heat, man.
Yeah, you know what you gotta do? You need to open up the windows.
I had my AC on there. I had it on.
It's so warm in there.
Yeah, I know it is. It's still semi warm in here.
Alright, you need to.
I need to get something to drink. I think I'm complete. I'm my.
Take salt. You have salt?
And we do what?
Eat salt.
You're sick.
No, I'm not sick. It's going to put it back into you. You can be dehydrated. When was the last time you drank?
When I was at the station today.
All right, listen to me. You're dehydrated. You need to put water in your system. You need to put salt in your system. Take a tablespoon of salt and put it in a glass of water and drink it.
You know this for a fact.
I know this for a fact, man.
Yeah. I'm assuming you folks are looking for an addition. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm in pretty good shape. I'm not overweight, and I'm not ugly, and I've had a lot of trouble with some of the people that I've met misrepresenting themselves, and so I'll be straightforward about that. I'm expecting the same.
Okay.
And you mentioned in your note you have children. I'm a part-time dad. I'm divorced and I have my daughter half the time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very selective. Let's put it that way. I'm concerned about what's going on, and so therefore I'm very selective about the people that I choose to get together with.
Yeah, who you have around. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not into a casual situation at all. So therefore, the typical question I get asked is, what has been the response to my ad? And there has been numerous responses from single guys, which I said I have ignored or politely declined. And I've had limited response from couples. And since I guess I don't know if I'm too picky or too selective, but just really hasn't worked out.
Have you done this before?
Not with the ad, but I do have a little bit of experience a while ago when I was a little younger with one couple in particular.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. Reason why I'm asking, you sound unsure.
Well, I'm unsure because I'm kind of, I guess I want to say, a little snake bit here. Like I say, I've had answers from probably about 8 couples, and I've met with 5 of them. And out of those 5 that I met with, 4 of those couples, like I mentioned, pretty much were not upfront about what they were after and what they looked like and what they were into.
Okay, well then let's go from there.
So I'm pretty leery about the whole deal. It's at.
Okay, you're gonna find about 90% that way.
Yeah.
Rick, I'm you know, sad to say, but that's true. We're both overweight. I don't know if you're looking for a certain size, weight, proportion, or whatever. And we're both straightforward. We like to get out and have a good time, go over to the beach, whatever. And just generally enjoy each other and who we're with and relax and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not pushy. When we come up with something that one of us don't like or any of us don't like, we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way with people introducing things. This is something we don't like, we don't do it.
Right.
So, it sounds like to me you're looking for someone to be a certain way, a certain size, certain height, certain everything down the line. And I really don't think it'll work out.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
That's fine, bye.
Apparently, people can do that.
Oh, I know they can do it. I've seen it happen over and over again.
Because I know when my my grandmother died, you know, she died in February, and Grandpa had been in a vegetable state for 3 years.
Yeah.
And he died that October.
Yeah.
He just, that was enough.
Yeah.
And then he was 40.
Well, I took care of a lady that had that Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And she had already outlived by about 4 years any expectations they had for her life. And I watched that last month, some things that happened with her kids and her grandkids and a situation with her husband that got resolved. And it was just like, you know, things just like dominoes fell into place and she died.
She couldn't let go until
it was all taken care of to the best that she could do, and she knew it was going to be okay, or at least she felt like she'd resolved some of these issues, and then she let go. And, it, you know, I mean, it's going to happen over and over again. People die when they're ready to die.
Yeah, well, I guess some of them fight. Well, that's true, too, because some fight harder than others.
That's right, because they're not ready to go yet. And I honestly think John's dad probably could have hung on for another 6 months if he had wanted to, but I think when he realized that there was no hope and that, you know, everybody was...
I don't think he could have lasted that much longer from what you're saying about...
Well, a week ago they were saying he had 6 weeks to 6 months. That's why she came home.
Well, I think they have buzzing.
I don't know. I think this guy that they has been in on this since the end, You know, this last few weeks, is, from what I've been hearing, I think he's done really well, and he also has, you know, he's come by and seen Dad every day, which they don't usually do over there, and this other guy, this GP that he had for the last whenever, I guess he's an idiot, but...
Well, they just don't... I think they cut him off at 70 years old, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm sure with their national health care system.
That they figure he's going to die, so let him die.
Yeah.
They lose the compassion that goes with, you know, medicine. You remember, you know Gail that does my hair?
Yeah.
Her mother had multiple sclerosis from the time she was, what, 30?
Mm.
And she's been in a home because she's gotten... After her husband died, he died of cancer, and he took care of her all those years along with the girls, and he died, and then she gradually went downhill. Of course, she was 72, so with that disease and being 72, but was fine, healthy and everything, except they had to sit her up in a chair, and, you know, she couldn't do anything for herself, and she got a bed sore, and they... Well, they told her that it was healing. And it got infected and she died in 24 hours.
Wow.
Can you imagine? But actually, that was a terrible way to live all those years. And she'd gotten to the point, you know, where she couldn't sit by herself, couldn't feed herself. And
yeah.
So it was a blessing. But, you know, what a load off Gail's shoulders.
Yeah.
Because her sister is younger, and her sister was didn't really hold up her end of it. It was really up to Gail. And, so now she's on a cruise. And I hope she doesn't forget to come back. I need a haircut.
okay. Well, I'll let you go.
And, well, I'll be on call if anybody needs me. I'll be here.
Okay. I have to work tomorrow, so.
And, she's like, yeah, my dad was like that too when I was a little girl. And she, like, goes into this long drug house story about how, like, her mom wanted her to fake that she was sick so that she could get $5 out of her dad. But then, because her sister needed $5 for school. And then she's all, so I went into his car and he asked me if I was sick and I said no. My sister got really mad and she ran out. And so when I got back in the house, my mom just started beating the hell out of me. And she, and I was just like sitting there going, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, I had my favorite blouse on. It was burgundy and it was just my favorite blouse. And she didn't stop beating me until it was ripped into shreds. And I was all, oh. I mean, I don't even know her. I was just like, oh, really? Oh. Like, totally felt like, oh, God, I guess my life wasn't that bad. And she's like, yeah, and every time I would get smart with my mom, she'd keep that ripped up blouse in the kitchen in one of the cupboards, and she'd take it out and go, remember this day? You want this to happen to you again, you little bitch? And I was all, oh, well, I'm going to go work over there right now. I was like, God, I guess you just needed to get that out. I'm like, I didn't want to know.
Would have time or whatever.
Well, I do have time, but you're a very beautiful girl.
Oh.
And, you know, I was struck with your beauty the first time I saw you, but I am married.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I'm flattered that you called me.
Yeah.
But I am married. If I wasn't, I would take you up in a heartbeat. You're very nice and you're very beautiful.
No, that's not. It was just, you know, it's just like, it's hard to get to know people if you're in a strange country, you know, and so it was kind of, yeah, I always try, you know, if I see somebody or talk to somebody, I try to stay in contact, you know, so it was really, it was just a feeling that I wanted to, you know, like have contact with somebody or, and since I talked to you and I'm interested in getting police woman or whatever you would say. say to that, I thought, well, it would be a good chance, you know. So,
I'm sorry I didn't get back to you yesterday. I called Michelle and talked to her mom. And her mom didn't really tell me too much about, you know, about what the call was about. So I thought maybe...
Yeah.
I don't think I got your name that night. So I thought maybe it was like somebody that I talked to there that may have lost their purse or something like that. Or.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just like that. And it was kind of hard. I didn't even feel good about, you know, to leave the call there because I know there's so much going on and so many more important things going on than this. So it was kind of, well, it was just an idea, you know.
Well, how did you get a hold of me? How
well,
did you get your name and everything?
I saw your name on your tag.
Oh.
That's how it worked out. But, you know, it's just sometimes if I want to achieve something, that's what I do, you know. But it was just a crazy idea. And
you're a very beautiful girl. You seem like real nice.
No, that's sweet. No, thank you. It was just, you know, an idea. And I mean, since it's kind of hard for me.
Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm. Far away.
I've always wanted to go.
Oh, well, it's okay. It's nice to visit. Some people don't like to really live there and stay there because you can't really achieve so many things like here. Concerning job and money and, you know, that stuff, but
that stuff doesn't concern me that much.
Exactly. That's the same with me. I mean, people tell me...
kicked back on the couch, you know, and he was rubbing my legs and my feet were, like, going a mile a minute rubbing against each other, and, like, I kept holding his hand, and it was just, like, definitely, it's just a feel-good drug, you know? No, I just have been up since.
Where'd you get it from?
We drove to Berkeley. We got a connection through Dave. Blue Lynn says he can get it all the time.
I wouldn't mind taking it with that guy from Australia.
Oh, yeah, you would like it. I said to Dave, this is a good drug for a first date. I mean, we stayed up all night long and talked about everything. Everything. I mean, you just, and it's not like you're talking about things that you need to figure out, or it's like I didn't talk about that at all.
Yeah.
You know, we just talked about, we just shared stories. I mean, from when we were 6 years old to, you know, it was just funny. It was, but I'm still feeling it. I can't stand it. I want to go to sleep.
Okay.
So, but yeah, you should do it. That guy, $20 a pill, and a pill does it.
Reason that I should like any of them or listen to what they say. They're only cops. They don't run my life. They may run yours, or they used to.
They never ran my life.
Well, they didn't run mine either, and I could give a fuck what they say.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you have to think of what kind of stuff that they would do.
That's fine. That's irrelevant. I know the law, you know, at least as well as you do, maybe better, you know. That's totally irrelevant.
Yeah, but you're the one that's in trouble, though.
No, I'm not in trouble.
Well, I mean, if somebody...
Hey, he's going to lose, and I'm going to turn around and sue him and the department and the town of Corte Madera.
I would love that.
I would love that, too, and that's what's going to happen, Kent. And I'm going to live off the money. Don't worry about it. You know, they're fucked. They are messing with fire. There was nobody there. What do you want?
Are you going to be able to talk to me in a non-sarcastic?
I'm talking to you right now. What do you want?
Forget it, Katie.
What do you want? You know what?
Night at the fucking hotel.
Rob.
It's over. It's fucking over. Because you don't realize how upset I have become. You and I have nothing left. Nothing.
You know what? I feel the same way.
Good. And it's mutual.
Good. Hang up and it spilled down the entire front of me. I don't give a rat's fucking ass if it's yours or Tony's. It's your responsibility to tip them over before you put them there to be taken out to the recycling bin. Either that, or maybe you should just take them out there to them yourself.
I didn't put it there.
Tony didn't put it there.
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
You put it there. I saw you do it before I went to my mom's. You put it right by the mirror. I saw you do it.
I dump out the beer bottles before I put them there, Kate.
Well, this one was half full, and it went all over me.
When was it? Why don't you ever believe anything I say?
Because you don't listen to crap that I say.
Shit, Katie, I don't. I don't listen to crap.
Rob?
I just want you to know.
I love you too.
It was. Sometimes it takes something like this just for me to realize exactly how in love with you I am.
Did you get my page?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
But it was. They started the party late.
Uh-huh.
And the girls couldn't get into the bathrooms to change. This was at the villa. There was completely naked women bent over with whipped cream up their ass at the villa.
And who are these women?
I'll show you. I got one of the cards.
Oh.
I had to show you.
Lovely. Okay.
And just something else. Just, I mean, I like a lot of weird stuff, and I can appreciate a woman's body. This is definitely not that way.
Marla?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Ben.
That's dear Joshua. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Yeah, why don't you give him some Versed?
Thank you. How much can I give the kid?
Until he shuts up.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Song One Piece, dude. I mean, it sends tingles down my... And she was slapping baby oil on her ass, bending over, rubbing her fucking snatch. I got pictures of it all.
I want to see them.
Yeah.
Get a one-day rush job on them.
Yeah, big time. They're coming out, or I'm turning them in tomorrow.
Cool.
You think I should get a 1 hour photo on them?
Hell yeah.
Check you out. Too expensive.
I try to keep all the rules. He almost got me evicted from here. There's a hole in the front door, there's a gash in the bedroom door. He broke two lamps. He broke a mirror on the wall, and he slapped me around. He slammed me up against the car. The first injury to my arm was an auto accident, and then, long story, he threw a pillow in my face, broke it again, which led to an arm operation. But I have a steel pin in my right arm, and I really am still afraid of him. Even when straight, he's crazy. You know, when he's drinking or coming down off crank, it's worse. Now, I don't know if he's using crank,
yeah.
So I don't want to accuse him of that.
Yeah.
But when drinking, he becomes worse. Most people do.
Okay.
So.
Hey, sure, I just need one more thing, your date of birth.
32941. Do you want my last name?
Is it Penny?
P-I-N-N-E-Y.
P-I-N-N-E-Y, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks a lot, Sharon. I'll
thank you.
Okay.
And you're not coming over, are you?
No, I'm not.
Because if it gets back to my landlady, then I'm in trouble.
No, I'm not.
Okay, just tell them that I will never call him again and ask her not to call me anymore.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
I don't even know her phone number.
Okay, that's fine. So, no you, no Carl, we'll call her and she won't call you.
Okay, then. You know, because Carl talked to her earlier, and I don't know, she called here. She's been calling here.
Yeah, she said she called here. Carl.
Uh-huh.
So she said she's not going to call again.
Okay.
All right, is that fine?
Yeah. Hey, I'm not into this. Just, I don't like to be threatened, but thank you.
You want me to take your own hand off, sir? I will.
Shut up, Carl.
My way.
But, you know, I don't know what the heck's going on here.
Okay.
Oh, shut up. Or I'll have you arrested.
Hey,
but
that's the other thing. She says that Carl had threatened her.
Carl, no. I heard him when she called him and asked him to help her. So I don't know.
I don't know what she said. Okay.
Okay.
So I said I will make sure that no phone calls would be made and no threats would be made, and that'd be it. Yeah, no more contact with each other.
Okay.
Okay, can you tell Carl that?
Yeah, I will, if I can get it through his brain, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye.
An hour later, it began to pour out.
I see. Okay. Well, that's not too good.
I didn't approve of it.
Yeah, I bet. You didn't order it up, right?
Nope. And then I've been following my diet just pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
I had cottage cheese with cereal, with cornflakes at lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
Or bran flakes or whatever they were.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't taste anything bad in the cottage cheese or anything. And I felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute I ate supper, there she started.
Uh-huh. So how many?
A lot of heavy cramps.
Really?
And then it started coming.
What's that? And then what?
And then it started coming. Dark stools, liquid.
Hmm. Are you still?
But anyway, it's almost over with now.
Are you still having cramps?
What?
Are you still having cramps?
A little bit, but yeah. Not bad. I'm just being cautious in case I get a good cramp, I'll run.
Yeah. I see.
If it's in front of another person, it's probably going to be a well man or a woman, who knows.
Yeah.
And,
but still, to have it on photograph.
Right. Because when you take a photograph, you're thinking that other people that are developing the photographs are going to see it.
Well, not only that, but if these photographs get in the wrong hands, if they're, you know.
Right, Leslie could have taken a look at it and said, hey, I'm going to change my mind. This guy's a pervert.
If doubles were taken, I mean, you don't know where they're going to end up. If they're sent to your parents, or they're sent here or there to your work, you're blackmailed. No one in their right mind would do something like that.
Yeah, well, he said he forgot about it.
Yeah, right.
He said he forgot about the negatives. He took, well, he took the I don't know if he, I said, well, geez,
well obviously
he, the photograph. Do you have the photograph? She said, I think she said no, or she didn't really give me an indication that she did. Well, first of all, she said she asked him why he did it. She didn't say that. She said, well, yeah, it was, she said, I asked her, was it a surprise to you? Did you, she said, well, yeah, I was kind of concerned a little bit, but I talked to him. He said he was drunk. I said, well, explain to me. She says, no, I'm not going to.
John, you know what you should
yeah,
do?
He says, you need to talk to Joe. You call him, and he'll tell you, maybe.
You know, this would be a real test. A real test. Mention to her.
Don't owe me. You know I fucking did it.
Well, give the one out of the bedroom and we'll order
no,
it.
No. I'm fucking myself.
Ooh, have you called Phil?
No, I didn't call Phil.
Well, call him. He probably has another one.
You gotta pay for that one, too.
What one?
That one that fucking was gone tonight.
I have the money in my wallet.
Fuck you something. Now, you know, you piss me off. When I say don't fucking do something, it means don't do it. What the fuck you sell it for?
Because you've been sitting there for over a goddamn...
And I said don't sell it, didn't I?
The first time, and then I said, well, it's been sitting here and you're not taking it, I'm selling it.
No bullshit.
Oh, well, hon. So,
no. Oh,
wait
well,
a second.
Nothing. You're just blowing it off like you think it's fucking funny.
Don't fucking start screaming to me. You know what you did to my poor bunny rabbit?
Well, fuck you and your bunny rabbit, asshole.
Are you...
little one and me for your fucking friend. Some idiot fuck that you cut his hair you don't even know. And how much did you get?
$250.
You're such a liar.
$150. How much am I supposed to get?
$275. Or $175. Now you gotta take $25 out of your pocket.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
To who?
I gotta give it to Phil.
You liar. You're trying to make $25 out of your pocket. You're lying. I'm gonna go wash my combs.
What?
I'm gonna go wash my combs.
Yeah,
did you go see your mother?
No.
That's fucked.
Oh, well. I'm trying to fucking collect money.
From who?
Three different people, and then I'm dropping off a check right now to Rich.
Well, collect some money for me.
What?
Collect some money for me, honey.
Fuck you. You pissed me off.
You didn't even go to your mother's birthday party. That's fucked up.
Well, I was at work, asshole.
Stop fucking abusing me, you prick.
What's that?
Oh, excuse me? Excuse me?
You heard me.
All right, dear, whatever. That's right, I'm fucking wrong. Fuck it, I'll be wrong. I don't care, but I'm not gonna sit here and argue with you on the fucking phone anymore.
I'm not saying you're wrong. All I'm saying is that you fail to realize that I bust my ass to try and make things work, too. What I do obviously makes no difference to you.
And what I do obviously doesn't make any fucking difference to you, too, either.
No, it does, Roger. That's why when we get in arguments like this, I'm the one that always says, I understand it's not your fault. You've got to work long hours, da-da-da-da-da. So why can't you, just once in a while, say, Jamie, why don't you and I go out?